explain the... Does he have our power?
What is the thing I could not understand?
First part of question is that Krishna has got another lila, and then there is Aishwarya, but Aishwarya is covered.
First should be question, answer. What? Can you tell?
Then he is asking how...
No. What will be the answer?
You answer.
Oh, that...
This question is quite wrong. First. Sometimes he has opulence. This is quite wrong. Always opulence will be there in Krishna. Whether it will be Aishwarya or Madhuri. This is nature by constitution that both should be there. But it may be that sometimes opulence somewhat covered and sometimes covered by Madhurya. And sometimes Madhur can be covered, but both should be must there in Krishna. Like in Dwarka, opulence is always high, prominent. And in Braja, so many aishwarya, like he lifted Govardhan for 7 days. This is opulence. He jumped in the river of pond of poison, very powerful poison. He took fire, to Tutan, and he showed whole Vishwa, world in his mouth, little mouth. Wherever he killed demons, all was opulence, especially in the killing of Kansa. So much opulence. Quickly jumped up and took the aerial and jumped on his, and easily he was killed. Krishna told that I was playing. And if he is dead, that what should I do? So these are opulences, high class. But Krishna was only a baby of 5 years, 6 years. When he killed Kansa, he was about 9 or 10 years. He killed all in a narrow lila. The pastimes which are like Naralila. Naralila, you understand?
Human light.
Huh?
Human light.
Human light. They are called Naralila. And the pastimes which are beyond a man can do. We cannot do anything like that. Then they are called Aishwarya Lila. Man cannot come, lift Govardhan. He cannot create world. He cannot finish this world. These are opulence. When there are opulence or not opulence, but he is not exceeding Nar Lila pastime. He does everything what a boy is doing in the shape, in the face of, in the form of little boy. So this Krishna lifted Govardhan, but little boy, and smiling, and all the gopis, boys, They lifted Govardhan on their sticks. And they were telling that, oh, we have lifted, not Krishna. So this is Naralila. So Krishna can do like this. For a guru like Narada, he can play some lila, like he can be hundred and hundred forms at a time. He can see, he can be in Vaikuntha, he can be in Vrindavan, he can be in this world, sometimes playing with Krishna in Madhvangal form, sometimes Ayodhya, he can be. This is opulence, a guru like this. But those who are of Madhyam, Uttam even, they cannot play like this. A guru like this, he can plant the seed of bhakti, not all others. Those who have experienced like this and attain some power by bhajan, they can give the seed of, in their shop, these seeds are available. Very powerful seeds. And they can be sprouted. Otherwise, no. If a guru fails one time, two times, three times, four times, always fallen down, how he can give? Because he has no that class of seed. Even he cannot. He can only tell that, oh, he is guru, that guru is bona fide, I know. If you can come to him, you can have, purchase that kind of seed. Only they can show the way and they can take to that. Like that. Well,
Krishna has his final pastime.
What is final pastime?
Like Maushala.
When he Maushala Lila.
This was illusory. This was not pastime. There are some difference in pastimes and Nitya Lila, Nemitic Lila and cheating Lila. This was a cheating Lila. No? So this was not pastime. You know mesmerism? You have heard? Not doing actually, but anyone can see all that he has cut down, but not cutting.
Like Shalva.
No. Here in play, a prepare, Bishu of Calcutta can show you.
Magician.
So this was like a magic. Vishwanath Thakur has explained there.
But the guru also has some unusual...
Who?
Gurudev has some unusual Tirobhav lila, disappearance lila. Is that similar to this Krishna?
Yes. Similar, but not like that. But not like all guru. Never. Like Goda Devi, there was in South. He entered in the deity of Rangadev. Also, you can see Mirabai of Rajasthan. She went to Dwarka, and she mixed in the deity, never returned back. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he entered in the Gopinath temple and he never came back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played a role of guru. Sati sunu patis tattve guru varam mukunda prishthattve smaram. So guru can show if he is of so much high class. Otherwise, he will have to give up this body and he will come to another. If he is Madhyam Adhikari, and then he will again, he will have chance to chant and remember more, and then he may be Uttam Adhikari, and then Sarup Siddhi, and then Vastu Siddhi. And not to come to this world. So those who have Vastu Siddhi, they can play like Krishna.
Spiritual body.
No worldly body. This material body. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all have spiritual body. Haridas Thakur, you know, what spiritual body? He was bitten in 22 markets and blood, flesh, everything went on. And only the bones were there. And even then the also
broken.
But he went in the Ganges and became all more beautiful, solid and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Which was transcendent. And that is why he, a prostitute could not do anything, but you can be anywhere alone and let a sorcery should come. Sorcery, you know?
16 years.
Very beautiful. And he will tell, oh, you are very beautiful, very beautiful. I want to make you my husband. I have so much wealth. And we can... We can purchase a very big palatial building and you will be there. I will give you so much money. I want to make you work. At once you will be melted. And quickly. What?
Teenager. And tell me this question. So, I
asked
you, now the Vastu Siddhi,
the
Deha, cannot be killed.
Yes.
But
Vastu Siddhi, body, no. If anyone has attained Vastu Siddhi, and that transcendental body he has attend then.
I'm asking because now internationally all the devotees are communicating through this internet, the computers. So there's debate going on if it's possible that a Mahabhagavat, very high Vaishnava guru, can be poisoned or killed.
Never.
Or just externally, the body can be
killed. If he is playing a leela like that, he can show by magic. But actually, anyone cannot touch, air cannot touch, poison cannot touch, fire cannot touch, any material things cannot touch. Never.
If he is leaving only because Krishna has called him.
Thanks a lot, Margaret.
Go on.
But then those who have attempted to...
They will be punished to extent. Like anyone wanted to kill Pandavas, and their bodies were transcendental. But Duryodhana and others wanted to do, and they were dismissed. Like Dushasana and others.
When, remember in, when we were in Vrindavan 4 years ago, and Kadamba was shot, Goli. So then you went to him and you said, don't take revenge.
Well, you remember? You were with me?
Sometimes.
Oh.
So this point, is this also true for the disciples of the Swamiji, not to take revenge?
If they are qualified, otherwise they cannot take it. Never they can touch. And that is why, if they are not real disciples, and they have not taken initiation internally, they cannot fall. Never. You should hear only and try to develop. They cannot do. First, what is initiation? There are two sections of Disha. What is the meaning of the? What is Divya Gyan? You know Divya Gyan? Transcendental knowledge. What?
Transcendental knowledge? To learn all the
tattvas? No, this is not transcendental.
To know what is my relationship with Krishna.
I am realizing that, he is Krishna. My relation to Krishna is this. Realizing, not knowing, the Gyan. He attains the Gyan. That whole world is like me. But illusory. I am so. And Krishna is transcendental or supreme personality of Godhead. We have a very thick relation in any special. And what are jivas? What is Maya? Everything and all sufferings gone. No suffering. No past impression, nothing, no seeing, no offenses, no unwanted things there. This is called Diksha. Anyone? For example, those who are falling down, they have heard the Diksha of Swamiji, Bhagavan Das, Jayatirtha,
Bhavananda,
so many, Brahmananda, Jayatirtha, so many, had they diksha? Never. They were admitted in this school. Swamiji admitted. And he wanted to make them qualified. But they left the school and they went away. They could not attain this diksha. This is called real diksha. We are all admitted in diksha school. Some are going on, up, advancing. There are so many classes in this diksha. They have passed 1, 2, 3, 4. Some are more. And those who have realized all these things, their sin, all offenses have gone. Really, they are big. He cannot fall down. Never, never. He will quickly attend of Rati. You know Rati? What is Rati?
Vritti or
No.
Rati.
Rati.
Rati. The type of love.
No.
Affection.
First, nishtha, ruchi, shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then rati. Oh, descending from there, not by any worldly effort it can be it. It descends from any high class of aragatmik bhakta, like Jasoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, gopis. There is Hladini and Sambit, and the essence of both, if descends by falling, then it is called Rati, in first stage. So this is Rati. If anyone has retained this Rati, then very, very rare cause to go down. Otherwise, they will fall. Luckily, anyone has some taste, even in hearing and chanting name, hearing Harikatha. He is so fortunate. There is chance to go down, but little chance. And those who have a Rati, very rare. And those who are in Vastu Siddhi, Sarup Siddhi, on Navas. So, we are not always in such an association where all these high kinds of Harikatha is going on. Oh, no chance to go up. If there is any chance, they will boycott. So-called devotees, they will boycott. We should not go there. He is not in the line of Srila Prabhupada. It is like poison, they will tell.
Poison for their bank balance.
Mm-hmm.
Poison for their bank balance.
Maharaj, Rati is like the level of Bhav,
you are saying? Second name is Bhav. But Bhav are of two kinds. This Rati, beginning, semblance of Prem, first stage of Prem, this. Or this is the Ankur,
sprout.
The sprout of Prem, this is called. And one Prem, Sneh, Man, Rag, Anurag, then Bhav. Oh, this is highest. This is second. It is not found in this world. Never. Oh, it is in the associates of Radhika or there in Gopis. So that Bhav is high, so much class. And this is like a platform of Prem.
The scriptures say that by all means, one should take a diksha from Uttama Adhikari. And the same scripture says the Uttama
Adhikari is the mode of his. We are going where? And you called us. So, when there is discourse among high class of Vaishnava, we should try to hear one thing. Not question, no? Then you will disturb. Now you can. From future, you should not do like this. You should hear one thing. What they are talking. If you are hearing, then you will go on more. Go on now.
Sorry.
No, go on now.
Okay, I just wanted to know is that one high class devotee wants to take diksha.
How high class of devotee never to take diksha?
Once this,
on
the high class.
This is okay. But it is also very rare.
Yeah, there is
you cannot do. you should pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, I'm surrendered to you. My everything is of you. Then Krishna will give intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam. You remember? Je upayanti. What is the meaning of upayanti?
Will come up to me.
Yes. Then he will give intelligence. How to go to a superior and high class of devotee? You cannot know. You will be in the trap of any cheater. That you went in the trap of any cheater. So again, if you will do like this, oh, again you may. But if you are going in process, surrendering yourself and praying to Krishna, then Krishna may help you, give intelligence that how anyone can go to Guru and he will accept the process and quickly go. So surrender yourself and then pray to Krishna. Like Raghunath Das Goswami in his past times he has shown. Like Rupa and Sanatan, you heard last night, giving up his all wealth, everything. Even he gave 7 golden coins, but his servant has hidden one. And then with that golden coin he told that, oh Ishan, I cannot keep you. These are the process in which we can go to any guru. Then Sanatana Goswami met with his guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are process. If you are not surrendered, you cannot follow this path. First surrender, sarva dharman. Mamekam saranam. When Arjun surrendered himself in the beginning of battle of Mahabharata and he told that Karishet
Bachanam.
I follow you. Now my intelligence has been upset. I cannot think anything. So I am surrendering to you. And I will follow. I am giving this word. And then Krishna accepted. These are the process. Achha, I should, if I will speak more, then again it may come. So I should rest. And I think that you are today here. In evening we can. Hare Krishna. Thank you all. I am happy that you have come, Saptaraj Prabhu. Oh, very sincere and learned person. I will be happy to meet with you because I am not learned. I have never went to a college. I went to university. Gorkhisho, Dasaraja and Harita. I am trying to go there.
PhD musician at Chakravarti.
How, what? You should help me what she did.
She was not able to take initiation, but if you can give her negative.
Why? Cannot you follow?
Huh?
Very easy thing.
Why you have not taken initiation?
Why you are not qualified? I think that all are qualified.
I
but you will have to keep something. But to follow something.
Observe.
You take meat?
Are you taking meat?
Drinking wine? Sometimes. No.
I have bodhisattva.
What?
Bodhisattva.
Please involve in some Buddhism.
Oh, give up at once. This is a ocean of poison. It will destroy. Even you are thinking of Bodhisattva, you will destroy your whole life. We have some realization about things. Don't go towards. Otherwise, if air coming from there will touch you, and you will be stone. Not in it.
I was going to say that the vows are not to eat meat.
Oh, if you want to be happy,
I already
you will have to follow chanting and remembering of Krishna. His ocean of rush, his ocean of happiness. We know. We can take you in a good direction. Otherwise, your intelligence will take you to hell. I know this. We have so much experience. Our Shastra has written like this, and we have. So, try to follow Hare Krishna in throat, Hare Krishna, Hare. Then you can test melody. Otherwise, you will die in Bodhisattva. Those very unfortunate persons, they follow Bodhisattva. From India, all the acharyas, all the gurus has kicked it from India and it went in China.
Japan.
And then
Japan.
Not in India.
America.
Yes, so you can have belief me on me and be happy. Now I shall
go.
Sati Pushramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Grajavaripurim Madhurim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhvasam Prapto Jasya Pratitikripaya Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तुते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै चित्तस्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाः तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम शरणं कृते.
This morning, the devotees who have received Harinam initiation and Diksha, now we will announce you to stand up and Sri Guru Devam give you your new spiritual name. Kapala Devi Dasi, please stand up.
I think she left.
Vijaya. Oh. One of the prominent sakhis of Radhika is Vijaya, who can control over Krishna. So, I am giving this name Vijaya Devi ki
jai.
Vijaya.
Eric.
Indradyumna Prabhu ki Indranim. Very good devotee. He discovered Jagannath. And he established Jagannath, Balda, Baldev Subhati and all. So Indradev Prabhu ki Indradyumna Prabhu ki.
Dr. Scott, please stand up.
A very good name. Sundarananda Prabhu ki. Sundarananda. Who is Sundar? Beautiful. Krishna is most beautiful. And also Ananda Swaru. So Sundarananda Prabhu ki.
Jana. Jana.
Jagamti. Oh, Jayanti Devi ki jai. Jayanti Devi. One of the most prominent sakhis of Radhika. Jayanti. Jayanti Devi ki
jai. Michael.
Muralidhar Prabhu ki
jai.
You know who is Muralidhar? Oh, always polluted. Who is he?
Krishna.
Krishna, so Krishna Das you are now. Murli Dhar Prabhu ki.
Douglas.
Janardhan Karunama. Dhananjaya Prabhu ki. Not the most prominent sakha of Krishna, Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya Prabhu ki. Anyone more? But direct to kuch do to to 42 kuch baat hai. No black title. Or pillow from my room or anywhere.
To put it on.
Raya Ramananda Sambhad Matha 8. And you can come to 60 payas. You know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his journey from South India, Sarbham Pandit, Sarbham Bhatta, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are going to South India. So my friend and the Viceroy or Governor of Raya Ramananda, Prataparudra Maharaj King, is Raya Ramananda there. His lips like Visayi. Visayi, you know? And he is like controlling all kingdom and everything. But internally he is high class of devotee. When I received your mercy, then I knew that, oh, he is how high class of devotee. Before I used to criticize him. But now I know that you can meet him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there on the bank of Godavari. At that time he was like a Bal Sannyasi.
Young.
Very young, not young.
Boy sannyasi. Like coming sun in the morning. Very beautiful. Matching the color and his golden beauty.
Both.
And he was sitting on the bank of Godavari. And he was chanting like his Sandhya. He was chanting his mantra of Sandhya. We neglect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being himself Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never neglected. Three times taking bath, and after that he used to remember this mantra. You should not neglect. So at that time, that Raya Ramananda, like a king, so many drums were beaten, and so many consul sounds were going on, and Ved mantra of so many high class of pandits, learned pandits were there, and they were reciting mantra. And he took bath, and then he saw that, oh, very beautiful, very teeny is it, like sun, a sitting sannyasi. He was charmed. And he told that, oh, you should just wait for me, I'm coming. And he gave up his all royal dresses. And he came to Mahaprabhu and did pranam. Mahaprabhu was looking, who is he? And he was each other looking. Mahaprabhu told that, oh, are you Raya Ramananda? Sarvam Bhattacharya was so happy to me, very merciful to me, that he told to meet you. Perhaps, are you? He told that, I am your Dasir, Dasir, Anu Dasir, Dasir.
And servant of the servant.
Like this. He did not tell that, oh, I am Raya Ramananda. Very humbly. So we should be very humble to any devotees. We should try to follow all these things. How we should meet with a devotee, especially high class of devotees. So be humble. Then Mahaprabhu told that, I have come to meet you. Sarvam Bhattacharya had told. And then he, Raya Ramananda, told, if you have come mercifully, then you should be here for some days. I want to hear something from you. Then they decided that in evening, in night, he will come alone in a disguise, grihastha vesh, very simple. And they will talk. They will discuss. Mahaprabhu was eagerly waiting, though he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, eagerly waiting for his devotee, when he will meet. When Raya Ramananda came, the door was closed, and both began to discuss. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him that, I want to know, what is sadhan sadhan for all conditioned souls? And I want to know the proof from, evidence from Shastra, spiritual, especially from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, what is sadhan sadhan?
The goal and the process to attain that.
Prabhu kahe, pada shlok, sadhya nirane, raya kahe, swadharma acharane, vishnu bhakti. But translation.
You said it was 60, but this is not 60.
Oh, 57. What are you doing?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
What you are doing?
It came down a little bit.
Or keep roll down and keep it aside. Give it.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai to recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied that if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness.
He asked, you know, what is the aim and object, goal of our life? You know? And in what process we can help? But Raya Ramananda, from beginning he began to tell. He never jumped at once at the top, because he wanted to give to the devotees according to their level, qualification. So in this digest, there are so many varieties of questions and so many varieties of answers for so many
different classes
of devotees. All the devotees